Telephoning in English by B. Jean Natterop and Rod Revell. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Cassette 1. Side 1. Unit 1. Who's calling, please? Task 1. Getting through.
Hello, is Harry Bilt there?
I'll see if he's in the office. Who's calling?
Wenzel, Georg Wenzel.
Hold the line, please. He's in a meeting with the managing director at the moment, I'm afraid. Can I help you?
Well, I met Mr. Bilt when we were both at the Singapore Trade Fair. He suggested I should call him when I got back to Europe. When could I reach him?
I don't think the meeting will go on much longer. Shall I ask him to call you when he's free?
Yes, that would be easiest.
Could I have your name again, please?
Ah, yes. It's Georg Wenzel. W-E-N-Z-E-L.
And the number?
I'm in Hamburg. From England, it's 01049-4080-7055.
Right. You'll be hearing from Mr. Bild later in the morning, then. Goodbye.
Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Calling back later.
Mary Wilson.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Wilson. My name is Ahmed Mansour. I'd like to speak to your husband, if I may.
I'm afraid he's not in. He's at a conference in Manchester all day. Can I give him a message?
Well, when we met in Saudi Arabia, he asked me to call him when I was in London. I'm flying back tomorrow. Will he be at home this evening?
Yes. He'll be back at about 8:30.
Fine. I'll ring him at about 9 then.
Right. I'll tell him you called. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson.
Task 5. Getting information.
Ron Benson.
Hello, Ron. Tom Parker here. How are you?
Oh, hello, Tom. I'm fine. Rather busy at the moment.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I'll keep it short. Could you give me the address of that person you mentioned last week? You know, the woman who's got that import-export office in Manila.
Ah, you mean Maria Edwards. Now, let me see. I don't know her address offhand, but I can easily look it up for you. Or, Tom, I've got a better idea. Let me ring you back in about an hour. Are you at the office now?
Yes, I'll be here till about 5:30. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you'll be hearing from me. So long. Bye now.
Changing arrangements.
Garston Motors Limited, good morning.
Good morning. IBD Industries here. I'd like to speak to someone about an order.
Is it for motors, caller, or for parts?
Both, actually.
I see. I'll put you through to Mr. Datta.
Thank you.
Datta speaking.
IBD Industries, Chris Ingersoll here. Morning, Mr. Datta. Can I ask you to put forward our order?
Well, we'll see. What's the order number, please?
Do you mean...
It's on the order acknowledgement we sent to you. It's probably a serial number starting MU and so on.
Ah, yes, I've got it. MU/3721.
Right. You ordered 2 KS pump motors and a series of spare parts.
That's it. Could you possibly put forward delivery to next month? We need them sooner than we thought.
Next month. You originally specified delivery at the end of May. I'll see what we can do. Can I ring you back, Mr. Ingersoll?
Yes, I'd be very glad if you would. We thought May would be okay, but we've been given shorter deadlines ourselves. We'd very much like to have the order in April, if at all possible.
Right. Could you give me your phone number, or is it the one on the order?
Yes, that's the number. Let me give you my extension, too. It's 319, Chris Ingersoll.
Okay. You'll be hearing from me. I'll give you a call this afternoon.
Ah, that's fine. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Task 7. Ron Benson rings back.
703-129, Parker speaking.
Is that you, Tom? It's Ron. I said I'd phone you back.
Ah, Ron. Sorry I disturbed you before.
Oh, that's okay. You couldn't have known that I had someone here then. Listen, you wanted Maria Edwards' address, didn't you?
Yes. Have you got it?
Here it is. Miss Maria Edwards. Edwards spelt E-D-W-A-R-D-E-S. 18 Dunn Street, Cavite City, Manila.
Thanks a lot. May I just repeat it? Maria Edwards, Edwards with an E at the end, 80 Doane Street, Cavite...
No, it's 18, not 80.
Okay. 18 Doane Street, Cavite City, Manila. Well, thanks again. Sorry to have troubled you.
Not at all. You're welcome. Hope to see you again soon. Bye then, Tom.
Bye, Ron. Take care.
Mr. Datta rings back.
IBD Industries.
Could I have extension 319, please?
Extension 319. The phone's ringing. I'm sorry, caller, there's no reply.
Oh, I wanted to speak to Mr. Ingersoll. When will he be in?
Well, he should be in the building. Would you hold on, please? I'll try and get him on the bleeper.
Hello, Ingersoll speaking.
Hello, this is Mr. Datta. I'm phoning back about your order for the two KS pumps and parts.
Oh, yes, good. What's the situation? Can you do anything?
Yes, I've checked with the plant. We can send you the whole lot by the 20th of April.
Oh, that's great, really great. Thanks very much. Can I really count on it?
We've rescheduled your order so that we can get it assembled by the middle of April. Then we can dispatch it before the 20th.
I'm very pleased about that. And I'm very grateful to you for arranging things.
That's all right. We're always glad to help if we can. I'll telex the new arrangements to you.
Good. And once again, many thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye then.
Task 11. The callers will ask you to spell the names that are given in the book. There is a pause for you to spell the name, and then you will hear the correct spelling. Are you ready? 1.
Denham. Could you spell that for me, please?
D-E-N-H-A-M.
2.
Johnson. Could you spell that for me, please?
J-O-N-S-S-O-N.
3.
Fulton, could you spell that for me, please?
F-U-L-T-O-N.
4.
Garvey, could you spell that for me, please?
G-A-R-V-E-Y.
5.
Knox, could you spell that for me, please?
K-N-O-X.
6.
Urquhart, could you spell that for me, please?
U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T.
7.
Pennock, could you spell that for me, please?
P-E-N-N-O-C-K.
8.
Joannel, could you spell that for me, please?
J-O-I-N-E-L.
9.
Wobsworth, could you spell that for me, please?
W-A-B-S-W-O-R-T-H.
10.
Esterhazy, could you spell that for me, please?
E-S... T-E-R-H-A-Z-Y.
Task 12. 1. Look at the time-out sheet in the book. Reply in the pauses to these callers. It's 11:30. A.
Hello, is that Bob?
B.
I wanted to speak to Chris. Is she in today?
C.
Could I speak to Jean Ferris, please?
Now it's 3 o'clock. D.
Hello, is that Bob?
E.
I wanted to speak to Chris. Is she in today?
F.
Could I speak to Jean Ferris, please?
Two. Now look at the book and make the calls. Respond in the pauses to the person who answers your call. A.
Essex Electronics, good morning, can I help you?
B.
Oh, hello, listen, I'm afraid I've got a meeting in about 2 minutes' time, so I can't talk long.
C.
Garston Motors.
D.
I'm afraid Ms. Neal isn't in the office right now. I think she's just popped out.